840 Galesburg's Morning News. Well, the United Way of Knox County is going to be moving into a brand new building. It was kind of maybe a plan anyway, but things kind of steamrolled, accelerated, if you will, and now they're going to be moving, and it's going to be maybe even a much better situation than it would have been with what happened. Joining us to talk more about it, Executive Director of United Way of Knox County, Lon Dunn. Lon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm trudging through the snow like everybody
else.
I
know. But, it's kind of crunchy this morning, too,
with all that
sleet on top of it.
Roads are a bit slick.
Yep. Also joining us is Jennifer Poland. She's Branch Manager of IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union. Jennifer, good morning. How are you today?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Well, Lon, we talked a little bit off the air the other day. This was a little bit of a surprise. And this is a situation where you were looking for new digs anyway, but my goodness, you couldn't have beat what happened, and kind of explain what went on in the process.
Sure. So when I got here in 2017, one of the objectives was to find new space. Then when we launched the meal program and took over Teen Court, it became more and more urgent because we were having to be in three places at once. And started trying to find something that would suit our needs, and was really having no luck until about 2 weeks ago, and then our luck really changed.
Yeah. So it was a really quick process how this actually happened.
Yes. Reached out. Had been looking at commercial listings and trying to see what was available, and I hadn't. Being new to the area, did not realize that IH had a branch on Monmouth Boulevard, and just reached out because Jason Miller, who was their former branch manager, served on our board of directors, and I kind of said, "Hey, Jason, what's the plan for this building?" And expecting to get maybe a lease offer back or something, and instead got a call from their corporate headquarters of call me, and lo and behold, they offered to donate the building.
That is so great. And Jennifer, on behalf of IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union, it had to be pretty exciting for you guys as well. Number one, you have two properties here now, and that one that you weren't using, that's and now going to a good cause on top of it.
Absolutely. Like any business, you don't want any of your buildings sitting empty. So it had been sitting empty for a few years. So when they reached out, it was definitely an opportunity that we could not pass up to help the community for sure.
And the thing is, Lon, like you said, you were trying to find someplace reasonably priced to lease. And it's like, absolutely couldn't have worked out better this way.
It really couldn't. I mean, it checks all the boxes. We'll be able to, once we get past COVID, we have some huge plans for what we'll be able to do with the space. Our intent is to be able to put a children's dining room in there for as part of the meal program so that the kids can come out and hone up their soft skills, come and have dinner, literally sit down at a table and have a pass around dinner and kind of get to know some of our community leaders. It's one of my long-term goals is to have them come and have dinner with our board members, have dinner with, possibly some of our city aldermen, and we might even nudge the mayor, see if he'll come out and join us.
There you go. So. And then, of course, the new location will be, it's out on Monmouth Boulevard. Lon Dunn, the Executive Director of United Way of Knox County, joining us, and Jennifer Poland, Branch Manager, IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union. And Jennifer, as you said, it's a building that's been kind of sitting for a while. But the company didn't just let it fall apart. They kept, it wasn't in disrepair or anything. They definitely kept up with maintenance and everything.
Right, absolutely. And the space it provides it's actually a huge building. There's a full basement, has some offices down there. I think there's about 12 offices in total, a kitchen in the basement. So the opportunities are endless, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Maybe even if you had seen the building, you probably didn't realize, and I didn't realize how big it was either, with a basement and everything. Yeah. and all the things you're going to be able to do.
It was quite the happy surprise as we started walking through and seeing just all of the possibilities that are in there. And of course, I think I've scared my staff a little bit with my plans of, well, we're going to take these counters out and maybe move this wall in there. I'll go.
They're like, by we, you mean whom? Right? That is such a really great thing. So movement, obviously, start. Wait till after the start of the new year. Got a lot of things probably to wrap up prior to that. When will the actual official move-in be?
So it looks like we'll be doing the closing in late January and then start moving in February. So, yeah, my goal, and this is kind of news to even my staff right now, is that we can hopefully go live for our awards reception in February, because it doesn't look like we'll be back to in-person stuff. So we may be able to add a tour as part of our awards reception.
Well, Jennifer, let me ask you, did you know prior to this very much about the United Way of Knox County and kind of their mission?
Yeah, so I worked with Jason Miller for many years as he served on the board. So I knew some, and I'm interested to know more. So I'm sure Lon and I will discuss that. But
absolutely. Yeah. Well, what a great thing. And again, kudos to IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union. And yeah, I mean, it's been sitting there all this time. It's like, hey, light bulb goes off on both your parts, I guess. And
sure. And, you know, one of the great things about philanthropy and giving back to the community is you can actually make it fun for both the donor and the recipient. It just adds that meaningful experience, you know, to know that you're helping so many people. And United Way of Knox County, we literally have gauged, and we serve nearly half of the population of Knox County in one form or another, whether it's through Imagination Library, after school meals, or through our partner agencies, you know. And that's another thing we'll be able to do, is offer some of that space for partner agencies to, you know, to utilize as they need it. So
absolutely. Yeah. Lon Dunn is the executive director, United Way of Knox County. Jennifer Poland is the branch manager, IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union here in Galesburg, the newer, updated building. Now, did you actually work in the old building at all, or did you come along?
I trained there, okay. But I actually worked in the Monmouth location.
Oh, okay.
It was open for
so
the
how,
first part.
It's been a while. How long has that one have you been out on Carl Sandburg
we
Drive?
We consolidated the two buildings in 2017.
So it's been, okay. Mm-hmm. You see, I thought it was even longer ago than that. So, yeah, so mm-hmm. the building's in great shape. Yep. And not much you have to do, though, right?
I mean, no, actually, you know, we were happily surprised when we went through, and you know, and some of the neat features. I mean, there's this giant Admiral range in the basement that you know, looks like it should be in the, you know, in a museum. It's that, you know, that pristine, and I think that it was would have been built here in Galesburg too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, Jennifer, anything else about IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union's involvement with the United Way, or about the business itself you'd like people to know?
We do actually have a scholarship program. We offer $30,000 each year to local students, and you can actually start applying for that January 1st, so just a couple days, until February 28th. And to apply, you just have to go to our website at ihmvcu.org.
All right, $30,000 scholarship. Yeah. That's great. All right, Lon, anything else we need to know as you head into the new year?
Just we're packing meals today to head, you know, to send out for the kids for today, and then also for Thursday and Friday. So if you feel moved to, we're still packing at VNA today, so 2262 Grand Avenue. And I'm sure we'll be putting the shout out to volunteers to help with the move and getting into our new digs.
Absolutely. Well, so what a great thing. Again, congratulations, and thank you, obviously, to IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union for their help in this, too.
Happy to do it.
All right. Lon, thank you so much. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Tom.